Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. A new controversy surrounds the use of IMRT by urology practices that own their own equipment. A study by Mitchell, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, took a look at the changes in practice between 2005 and 2010 and compared it to groups of non-self-referring practices and also to NCCN centers that are in close proximity to these self-referring centers. What they found was that the self-referring centers had about an 18% higher use of IMRT compared to the general group of practices. And when looking at the NCCN centers, it was actually 29% higher at the self-referring centers compared to the cancer centers. At the same time, there was a 15% drop in brachytherapy at the self-referring centers. Now, the urology spokespeople have argued that the study is flawed for a variety of reasons, one being that they didn't adjust for case mix and risk factors. But it seems highly unlikely that risk factors would account for these huge differences. In other words, why would the higher risk patients end up in the self-referring practices compared to either the cancer center or general practices? And in fact, there's no good data to support their concern. The other argument being used here is that this is just a political agenda, because the article itself was supported by ASTRO, the Radiological Society. And so although there is supposedly no bias, the possibility does exist that there could be a bias. The analysis was done well using Medicare data, and the data seems to be robust. And it does allow us to debate the merits of self-referring practices. In a previous posting, I looked at an article from Texas in which patients had to travel much longer distances for a much longer period of time in order to get the radiation at a self-referring center when they bypassed a site that was more central to their location, but not owned by the urology community. So when we analyze this, politics are at play, and there are concerns that the self-referral law is being abused here. Ancillary services are still permitted, even though they are resulting in this abuse, which was found by the GAO as well. So when we look at it across the board, what can we say? Well, let's start with the patients. Do the patients benefit from this practice? Well, for one, they have to travel longer distances. Two, there's no evidence that they get better quality of care. Three, in a Medicare population, they're probably more suited to active surveillance or brachytherapy than having to go through a long period of getting IMRT when there's no data for the average patient to show that they're better off treated that way. What about for the radiotherapists? Well, obviously, their concern is that they're losing some of their business. But of course, a radiotherapist is still delivering the care, and I'm not so sure about their concern being valid. Certainly, the government is at risk here because they're paying much more in the amount of treatment that's getting delivered for IMRT, which is a much more costly therapy than either brachytherapy or surgery. And so that is a concern that is driving our medical costs higher. And then lastly, what about the urologists? Well, clearly the urologists that are in these group practices are generating more revenue, which is good for their bottom line. But I do believe that it is coming at a credibility price, meaning that patients are going to learn about this concern and maybe ask themselves, why should I have to travel a longer distance to get treated when there is a closer facility without any evidence that my care is compromised? I think this idea of self-referral is a serious problem. It extends to other practices, certainly in the field of urology. And in the end, we need to find ways to address this concern and continue to optimize patient care where they get good counseling about therapies they need or don't need and avoid getting overtreated. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.